Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers. It's time for another installment of The Trust Project. This month, we will focus on trusting God with our success. Success in our homeschools, parenting, work, business, ministry, and more. I'm excited about this focus. But before we jump in, I want to share two things with you. First, I want to give you a sneak peek at something I'm working on to help you have success in living the organized homeschool life. I've written the book that gives you 15-minute missions to organize your life all year. Some moms take the book and enjoy success with it alone. Others wonder how to fit even 15-minute missions into their days. That's why I created the Organized Homeschool Life Planner. You take a few minutes to plan every important thing into your day. Your time with God, your dinner, your relationship focus, your priority tasks, and even a reward for a day well spent. But there are some moms who tell me they want me to come home with them and their book and planner and help them get organized. I really wish I could, because I know if we worked together to implement a few simple organizing strategies, your life would be transformed. You'd be living the organized homeschool life this year. I'm working on a way for us to work together to make that happen. I'm so excited about it because it incorporates everything I know about life change and being a busy homeschool mom. I'm calling it Organized Homeschool Live. If you want more details as soon as they're available, join the waitlist. Find the form at homeschoolsanity.com/trust-success. The second thing I'd like to share with you is news from our sponsor, The Star Movie. Here's Felice.
We want to thank our sponsor, The Star Movie. The Star is coming back to theaters for a limited time. It's about a small, brave donkey named Bo who yearns for a life beyond his daily grind at the village mill. One day he finds the courage to break free and teams up with Ruth, the lovable sheep, and Dave, the hilarious dove with lofty aspirations. Along with three wisecracking camels and some eccentric stable animals, Bo and his new friends follow the star on the adventure of their dreams, filled with lots of laughter, and become part of the greatest story ever told. Experience the star again December 7th and 8th in select theaters. Backed by popular demand, you and your family can celebrate the true meaning behind the season. Be sure to check out all of the great resources for your family to use this holiday season. There are discussion guides along with tons of free downloadable activities. Don't wait to get your tickets today. Find a theater near you at thestarmovie-tickets.com. That's thestarmovie-tickets.com.
This week's topic is trusting God with our success. First, what are the benefits of trusting God with your success? For me, it's not worrying, of course. But I read something this week that listed so many benefits of trusting God. They are not getting angry, not getting offended, not being vengeful or bitter, upset, disappointed, annoyed, envious, dissatisfied, and on and on. Amazing, right? That leads us to see what we will stop doing if we are trusting God for our success. Some things we may start doing include getting busy on what the Lord wants us to do. I don't know about you, but I waste so much time on the negative emotions I just listed. I could be incredibly productive if I wasn't sucked into that negative place. I'll know I'm trusting God in this area if I am productive and content. How about you? The T in trust is for truth. Our verse to meditate on this month is Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. I'm going to add Romans 8:28 to this, which reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." We must meditate on these scriptures until we fully believe them. Our biblical account this month is Genesis 41. This is the story of Joseph being brought out of prison and put in charge of Egypt. Not only do we see that God was in control of Joseph's fate the whole time, but Egypt's success was also in the Lord's hands. Genesis 41 isn't just a story. It's His story. It happened. God can be trusted with our success and our loved ones' success. This month, when you are fearful about the results of anything in your life, write down your thoughts and respond to each of them with truth. God will work all things together for our good. The R in trust is for remembering. How has God worked all things together for your good in the past? My friend, who was the host of a radio program for years, had suggested that I take over for her when she retired. We both looked forward to that possibility. She was a mentor to me, and my kids would be older when she was ready to retire. It didn't work out. The ministry group she worked for ended the radio program. She was disappointed, and so was I. But not long afterward, Felice Gerwitz created the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network and asked me to start a podcast. This podcast has allowed me to reach the women I most relate to, homeschooling moms. It has helped me to inspire kids to love reading and writing through Grammar Galaxy, and it has allowed me to speak to thousands of homeschooling parents through great homeschool conventions. God had other plans for me. The U in trust is for understanding. What wisdom has God already given you for success? We want to trust and obey that wisdom. I can give you an example. I know that if I don't write Grammar Galaxy first thing, it won't happen. Even though I know this, I have to battle with myself daily not to skip it in lieu of something more pressing. I've learned that success comes from consistency. So to be successful in my business, I have to trust and obey this principle. In my homeschool, I've heard time and time again from veteran homeschool moms that things work out. God provides for our kids. That doesn't mean that I don't teach them, but it does mean that I can relax about the future. My experience so far is that the veterans were right. My kids have succeeded despite my multiple pregnancies and the fact that I didn't use demanding curriculum. The S in trust is for supplication. What do you need to pray about? Instead of worrying and working so much in our homeschools, we can ask God for help. He loves to hear our prayers because it means we aren't depending on ourselves for success. I am getting ready to launch a completely new resource for homeschool organization, Organized Homeschool Live. I believe it will be life-changing, but I don't know if my audience will invest in it. I am praying that those who can benefit from it will join me. But if they don't, I know that God will use that change in focus for my good. When I pray, I can rest in knowing that the results are up to the Lord. You can rest too. The T in trust is for Thanksgiving. We not only thank God for the success we've already enjoyed, but the future success we will have. I am not speaking from a prosperity gospel mindset here. Instead of thanking God for full ride scholarships for my kids in the future, although that would be lovely, I can thank God for the amazing blessings that homeschooling and having a homeschool business have provided. And I can thank Him that no matter what the future holds, I will be successful in having the good life God has planned. Even the surprises and disappointments will be worked together for my good in His hands. What a promise that is! I feel better just saying it. I hope you do too. We can trust God to make us successful. The benefits of that trust are so worth it. Thanks again to the Star Movie for sponsoring this podcast. Please join the waitlist for Organized Homeschool Live by going to homeschoolsanity.com/trustsuccess and completing the form. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.